I want to give you a couple tips on how to make the course participation in our platform more efficient for you, easier to work with. So first of all, you'll notice that on the top right, it will say last active. What this means is that you haven't yet marked this lesson as complete. That's why it says that. And also, when you scroll down, when you go into our course homepage, you'll notice that the ones you have marked as complete will show like this, and the ones you have not marked as complete show like this with a play button. So even if you've already watched the video in that lesson, let's say I've already watched the video in this lesson, if I didn't mark it as complete, let me show you what I mean. So let me go in here, all right? And then let's say I've watched the video and even if I haven't finished the homework, I think it's more efficient as a way of getting through a course to mark it as complete if I know what this lesson is about. Okay, let me show you what happens. Let me mark this complete. Okay, so now what happens is you'll see that there's a check mark on the left-hand side. So this is kind of like a journey. The ones that are not yet marked as complete are an open circle, and the ones that are a check mark. And so if I go back to the course homepage now, you'll see that this has been marked as complete. I've watched it. But it still tells me that the last active was this one at the top, because I haven't marked. That's the earliest lesson that I have not yet marked as complete. So you see how it is more efficient. So some people might say, well, George, I haven't done the homework. That's why I haven't marked something as complete. I recommend that you kind of track it on, if you want to do homework, you should probably write it into your to-do list to do a particular homework. But when you are watching through the course, the thing is, sometimes I add new lessons within existing modules. And so it might be tricky for you to remember which are the new ones I added, right? So I might add another one to the publishing mindset. And if you think you've watched them all, but you didn't mark as complete, you won't know which are the new ones I've added. I'll try to let you know in the course emails if I've added one to a previous module. But just for your sense of organization, it's probably better, like I said, to mark more things as complete. Like I said, you go to the lesson. If there's a video here, you watch it. If not, you understood what it's about, mark as complete. That way it's going to be more efficient for you, I think. So I hope this is helpful, and let me know if you have any questions below. Thanks a lot. And now, of course, you can mark this one as complete.